Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Enchanted Hill's very own and first podcast right here at camp in the Napa Valley, Mount Veeder. I am in the podcast room right now. We have a very special guest. This is number 18. Show number 18 is where we're at. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, as always, and we hope you enjoy the show. So we're chilling here on the banks of the Wing Canyon stream. We're in a very cool room looking out into the beautiful forest, and I have a very special guest with me. Please, sir, introduce yourself.
I'm Kenny Rossi.
Kenny Rossi, where are you from, Ken?
Santa Rosa, California.
Santa Rosa, California. How long have you been coming to camp?
43 years. This is my 43rd.
43rd year. You're coming up on a movie here. 50 years of Ken Rossi. Should we make a movie in a couple years?
Yeah.
Tell us, Ken, what do you you having a good time this summer?
I'm having a great time.
What are some of your favorite things that you love to do here at camp?
Boy, a lot of everything I love doing up here at camp.
That's one of the things we love about you is we see you everywhere doing everything no matter what, right?
That's what I like.
That's what you like, right on. Let's get to know Ken outside of camp a little bit because I know you got some special things going on at home. I've seen some videos and some YouTube videos and some things regarding you and what you have done in the past and what you're doing in the future. I saw this little video of you going around with your city's officials. Can you tell us about this a little bit?
Yep. I go around with a group, Santa Rosa Redwood Empire Council of the Blind. We go around to various intersections, find out who's naughty and nice, and the ones that need longer walk time for pedestrians, ones that don't have audible signals, lips below the wheelchair ramp, anything that's a little less than safe, we point it out to the city officials, and they usually get on it.
That's nice, and they kind of use you as a template, as a voice for that, right?
Yes.
You wheel around in your chair with them, and you get them to know what they need to do exactly to make it safe. Correct.
Yep. What they need to do, where, and what.
And do you see the changes in your town when you go back out? Do you see the improvements that they made?
Yes, I do. Luckily, I live in a town that's pretty receptive.
Right. That's very cool. Good for your town and good for you to be on top of that, to make sure that people are doing things that they're supposed to be doing to make it more safe. I that's very commendable in my opinion.
Yeah, I thank the city and my group for doing all that.
Perfect. And what is the group?
American Council, Redwood Council of the Blind, part of California Council of the Blind.
Right. Gotcha. And then, so let's just change the subject matter for a second, because on top of that, you also have a hobby, correct?
I have two hobbies.
Oh, you have two hobbies. Why don't you tell us about these hobbies?
I'm an amateur radio operator.
Yeah.
That's two-way radio.
Two-way radios?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you do that in your spare time?
I do that, yep. I even brought my walkie-talkie up with me here to camp, although I'm busy doing camp stuff. Hard to get on the radio. But it's all good.
Right on. And what exactly does a hobbyist do with two-way radios?
We talk normal conversations, and then sometimes people help in emergencies when there's a national disaster. Luckily, we haven't had too many of those.
Yeah. So there's like a community of people that you communicate with, correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah. Correct. Yep.
And is this something you do weekly, daily, every other day? Just hang out, talk to your people on your two-way radios?
Yeah. Every few days.
Every few days. Nice. Yep. And then what's your other hobby?
Art.
And what kind of art do you do?
I do oil pastels, and I do landscapes and things from my imagination.
That is amazing. And can people find out about your art? Where can they find out about what's going on?
YouTube.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
I don't have a channel, but if you put Ken Rossi Artist, it'll bring up, like, I should be the first four results.
Yes, you are. Can you spell, let's spell Ken Rossi so everybody knows how to see what's up.
Separate words. I don't know how they did it on YouTube, but it's K-E-N. Then my last name's R-O-S-S-I, Romeo Oscar Sierra Sierra India.
Using your skills,
dude.
Buddy. I'm going to look right now because I have the capability to do so. I'm just going to type your name into Google. And then I'm going to hit the search button here.
Put artist after it.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Ken Rossi artist. A-R-T-I. Okay. And I'm going to just go like this. And then I'm going to... and bingo. There you are. You are definitely the first thing that comes up.
Oh, wow. I'm still up there.
Yep. Yep. You sure are.
Am I the first? But do I have more than one result?
You have... It looks like one... It says... Ken Rossi's live demonstration at Sonoma County Museum.
Uh-huh.
There's two of those.
Mm-hmm.
There's two of those. And then, there's three. There's a part two. And then blind artist paints from childhood memory dreams on today.com. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. I was on the Today Show back in 2014.
There you go. See, we're learning about Ken. I didn't even know that. I should watch that one. I haven't seen it. Okay. And then you have... Rossi Sculpture Designs, Good Day Sacramento.
That's not me.
That's not you. Okay, so you're the first. 1, 2, 3, 4. There you go.
Okay, first four.
You're the first four. There is a, there's, and then it goes to like music. Kenny Rossi, What's Wrong? 1960.
Boy, if I start singing music, it will be wrong.
So let's talk about your art for a minute. Can you give us a little description of your process of how you approach your artwork?
Well, what I do is I use oil pastels because I can feel the outlines I'm doing. And I have them arrange the oil pastels on the top of the paper, you know, just above it. And I have it in rainbow order, starting with purple, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. And then on the left side, I have white, gray, and black. And on the right side, I have a brown one. And then I just start drawing the outlines, just whatever comes to me, and hope it, you know, just there it is.
Yeah, there it is.
And I put it together like a puzzle. You know, I fill in each of the outlines. I could put it together like a puzzle in a way.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. In your mind, you're able to put it together like a puzzle is what you're saying. You're able to visualize what's happening before it happens.
Yes, because I used to be able to see images and stuff so I could put it together in my mind.
Yes, and that's called having a vision.
And I
do the same with music. I get a little idea, and then you can just kind of see where it's going and expand upon that idea, broaden it, make it bigger. How long have you been doing it?
Boy, how long have I been doing it? Oh boy, the history questions here.
Yeah. You don't have to say your age.
Oh no. I just got to test my memory here.
Yeah, exactly. You got to think about it a little bit.
I started taking a class at the junior college. That's a community college in Santa Rosa, and there was an art teacher there. She was really open. And we started using, I can't think of what the, charcoal, but it was like with pencil charcoal.
Yeah, I got you.
I can't remember what they were called. We started with that, and I just started experimenting and, you know, I just started drawing from my mind. That started in 96.
Okay. And I ask you about your vision a little bit? Is that okay to talk about that?
Oh, now? We could talk about everything.
Oh, okay. Well, you're wide open. I'm going to ask you, how much vision do you have now? Do you have any light? Do you get any light?
Yes, I have light and dark perception in my right eye, so I could see light. But I can't see shapes or anything, but I do see light out of my...
You see a little bit of light. Okay, yep. And it's progressively gotten worse. There was a time where you could see...
Yeah, I was a high partial when I was younger.
Okay, and then now you're working off those memories and those things that you have. Excellent.
Exactly, yep. Okay. And I have glaucoma.
Gotcha. That's a very common eye thing that happens for sure. Okay, so Ken, we talked about two-way radios. We've talked about art. We've talked about camp a little bit. Is there anything you want to share out there? This podcast is going on the internet, and the internet is available to the whole world.
I should tell you I'm in a wheelchair, too.
Sure. You can tell them. Well, we talked about that briefly, about your, helping the city out. You are in a wheelchair.
So I had to learn on my own how to use a cane in a wheelchair, because when I first got in a wheelchair, nobody knew how to do that, so I came up with it on my own.
You're
so
very innovative. And I might add, we had the dance two nights ago, and I'd like to tell you that Ken Rossi is one of, well, probably the best wheelchair dancer I have ever seen. Not only is he under control and does moves, but the women definitely enjoy dancing with Ken Rossi at the dance. It was always a beautiful thing to see you dancing with all the ladies and how mobile you are in your wheelchair. It's a fantastic thing to see. You love to dance, don't you?
I love dancing.
Yeah, and you love music?
I love music. Oh, yeah, and I'm happy this wheelchair is a nice sports wheelchair, so it handles good. I love being outside, too.
Well, you got a lot of love, Ken, and you always bring it up here. You have a nice web presence. You're in tune with what's going on. I like that you were the first person to pick a modern song in OJ Radio, which was really cool. He picked a Bruno Mars song.
It
was
great,
really
song. Great. Yeah. Yep. It reminded me when my city reopened their, they worked out of a brand new town courthouse square. They call it the town city square. And they redid it and they reunified it because there used to be a street running down through it. So they made it into one square again. I guess that was like what it was like back in the 30s and 40s,
day, yeah.
Back in the day. So they redid it, and they had a grand opening. They played that song at it on the radio station.
And it stuck with you a little bit.
And it stuck with me.
Yeah, right on. That was a good time. Good choice. Okay, Ken. So is there anything you want to tell the world out there? Is there anything you want to say?
I tell the world, be good to people, and try to make the most of life, and enjoy life, and be silly, and be good to one another.
And that's very infectious. You have a great smile and a great attitude, and everybody enjoys your company. You are definitely the brotherhood of EHC, Ken Rossi.
And EHC is a big part of me.
That's it. It's a big part of me too, brother. I'm telling you what, we love having you up here. We love EHC. Ken Rossi, where is the place to be?
EHC, Enchanted Hills.
That's right. It's the place to be. Thank
it's
you for
place.
Thank you for listening to Everything EHC Podcast with our buddy Ken Rossi from 2017 Adult Session. Thank you very much, Ken, for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Everything EHC on maceo.net, maseo.net. Please check back often as these shows are happening every single day, multiple times. We got stuff happening all the time here at Enchanted Hills Camp. So thank you very much for listening to number 18 with Ken Rossi at Enchanted Hills Camp.